DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
I hear a baby.
He's sitting next to me.
Yay.
He's our special guest commentator.
It's wonderful.
Aww. Is that like sarcastic wonderful or like genuine?
Oh, wonderful? No. No, genuine. It's
oh, good.
Amazing.
Aww. I want to be a mommy. My ovary, like I'm 33 and my ovaries are like, freed me. So it's really bad.
And what does she do? She drinks wine.
I've got to kill the feelings. Aw, babies.
You just need to find yourself a really good-looking guy with good genes and rape him.
Like, mentally, my boyfriend mentally is so great. Because, like, I look at him sometimes and I'll go, I'm so happy that you're emotionally stable. He's
physically...
Like, I've seen your mom. I don't want that. No, oh my God. Thank God he's not here. No. But no, it's not that. Like, emotionally, he's wonderful. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't want a baby. It's so bad.
Like, yeah, I'm not seeing any poll results right now for the election. Like, they're keeping that close to the vest.
Yeah. People talk about the biological clock, but no one understands it until you feel it. Like, men will never feel this biological clock. It pulls so hard, and it's awful.
I would disagree.
Really?
Yes, I would.
Like, explain, because I don't know what a man's biological clock feels like.
Well, this is coming from the standpoint of someone who's barely a man, so he's more more woe than man.
Man-light.
Man-ish. We've also
known as gay.
Diet man.
He's, look, he's got really thick labia.
Dude, I think a small arms fire at small proximity. I swear to fucking Christ. But no, there comes a time in, I think, most carbon-based life forms when they realize that they desperately want to have, you know, an offspring. Now, I will never understand what it feels like to have something grow within you, like something attach itself to you,
Jim, grow within your body. You can get a tumor.
Spread your genes.
I mean, Jim, we've all seen totally aliens. You know, there's that whole xenomorph circle of life, Hakuna Matata, whatever the fuck
you would call it. You'd be so lucky to have that as a baby.
Said no one. Well, maybe Ripley, but that's
only Drop Sam says that.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, okay. So we're gonna put it out there to the callers. Call in now if you want to put a baby in cement. Samantha. First 10 callers.
Our first disease ever contest.
You have to be cute, disease-free, and like a little chunk.
There's like three people listening.
And also
right
be now. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, I will have his baby anytime, anywhere. Just challenge accepted.
All of them.
Narrow path of, like, you know, most resistance. Not least, but most resistance. Dwayne put a baby in Samantha. Okay, that's good. Hashtag Dwayne rock Samantha's uterus, or however you want to phrase it. I don't know.
Okay, if you guys put that on
body Twitter, slam her uterus.
I will retweet it.
Pile drive. Yeah, thank you.
So retweet or re-meet it?
Mm. Both. Mm. M-E-A-T.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Mr. Rock.
It reminds me of Bob's Burgers. It's like, come eat her.
She would ride him until he sounded like a spent super soaker.
Dude, he would have nothing left.
She would whittle his penis down like an electric a pencil sharpener. Just like...
Let me tell you, like, I'm pretty freaky. So, like, anything he wants, like, whatever.
Like face paints and turnbuckles or whatever the fuck.
I'm sure, let's do it.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird with it.
I feel like we need to explore this more.
Let's do this. I can take a beating.
Okay, soundbite, next intro. Samantha.
There's the name of the show.
I was going to say, I think she just named the show.
Drunk Sam says, I can take a beating.
You were raised Catholic, weren't you?
We'll just have to, like, cram in an intro somewhere here, because I think we've already started.
No, this show's not getting an intro. It's just cool. All right.
Fuck it.
Intro-less.
It's all practice. This is all rehearsal.
This is podcast. I'm Bryce.
I'm James.
I'm Sam.
I'm Samantha.
Oh hi.
And I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I'm afraid.
And I approve this message.
Can you smell what The Rock is fucking?
I can smell what Samantha. I can smell what Samantha has on a rag. I think I can smell that.
Oh!
Does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
Smells a little like
chloroform and Viagra.
Jim will get that call. I need you to help me drag The Rock into my bed.
I kind of feel like Jim would help me though. Like we're in that kind of
friendship.
Yeah,
as long as he could film it.
If I have to blow it,
whatever.
If I have to blow a hemorrhoid out of my anus to try and drag his gigantic carcass into a sexually molestable position for you, I'm your man. That's friendship. That's fucking friendship. That's fucking teamwork.
That's makes the dream work.
Friends help friends move. Real friends help friends move bodies. Best friends help kidnap and put bodies into sexual position.
Damn straight.
And podmate. And podcast mates will go to prison for you. So just yeah. But no, I'm Big Jim. I'm a latecomer to this show. Long time caller, first time listener. So you guys sound great.
First time listener. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Funny.
Long time podcaster, first time listener.
Ooh. Who's the one who's been drinking? Oh my gosh.
Samantha has, I think, is the answer to that.
Ma'am, please step out of the car, please. Step out of the car. Thank you. Put your hands behind your... No, put the drink down. Put the apple tea down.
Leave the line alone. Don't spill it.
We got a wildcat here. All right, I need backup.
You have no idea how much of a wildcat.
I'm going to have sex with The Rock.
I'm going to drive all the way to California.
This is the worst Thelma and Louise reboot ever.
Or the best.
Or just, yeah, I was gonna say it's just either Thelma or Louise because I think there's just gonna be one Thelma and Jim. I think is gonna be this.
I would watch this movie over Rubber anytime.
Yeah. And we don't need a commentary because they do it themselves, a la Killer Rabbit.
or Fox News. Just watch the news and watch it. I drunkenly make our way across the country so that she can sexually assault a professional wrestler/actor.
Well, I don't know. Can you assault him?
Well, in today's cultural climate, no.
She could end up turning
it's
around.
Sad because that's true.
She's going to hit his pants with a folding chair and they're just going to go down.
It's the strangest sexual harassment suit ever because she raped him and then she files charges against him.
Yeah. So many foreign objects, so many foreign objects, so many questions, sexually, emotionally, personally.
He didn't last as long as I'd hoped because I knocked him out with chloroform.
Well, James, it was the best 2 out of 3 falls, so I mean, you gotta respect that.
I'm just gonna rip this segue right out. Jim, welcome back.
Yeah,
you were on a hiatus for a performance.
No, he was becoming a star so he could leave us all behind. Let's not.
He wants
mince
to go
words.
To Hollywood.
Yep, slumming it right now.
I hear Harvey Weinstein's got some openings.
Oh.
Damn it, you beat me to the Weinstein.
Oh, too soon.
You
booyah.
You beat me to the Weinstein. I don't know, that might be the other title for the show. I can stick beating. You beat me to the Weinstein.
That's very true. Lots of it. Thank you, Corporate America, for paying for all my drinks tonight.
Samantha, let me just say this much.
Yeah, shit. Well, at least I'm not slurring like Trump does.
Hey, his dentures were falling out. Give him a chance.
Dude, that's so true. He had too much cum in his throat. Gumming up the works.
God, I love drunk Samantha. Fucking hell. Don't let these.
Oh no, I don't drink that much. I have a psychotically alcoholic. Oh, if you're sending it, whatever. I'm poor. I don't buy myself wine.
For the record, Samantha, this time of year, it's not called day drinking. It's called Christmas cheer. And you're full of it.
Spirits.
It is technically Hanukkah right now as well. So, I mean, you can use that too.
I've got six more days of this.
Should we record every day?
it's 9 days, I believe, of Hanukkah altogether. So you've got 8 crazy nights to get shit here.
I'm thinking of Kwanzaa. I'm sorry.
You know, she might be drunk enough. We could just keep adding days and she might believe it.
You know, I'm not that drunk.
Hanukkah is six months.
She's drinking for every religion. Yeah. She's drinking for every religion. So, I mean, God bless you.
She's drinking for every day the rock has been on the earth.
Oh, well, shit.
This is longer than I've been on the earth, so.
Well, you better start drinking.
Already done.
Already done.
What else do you want from me? Sorry, that's exaggerated.
No. Is it? Is it?
It is.
Samantha, this show is actually an intervention.
Intervention. Yeah, so if you don't think that you drink enough,
yeah,
you need to do it more.
We feel that you've got enough time in your day. And enough mistakes that you can make that, you know, if you just squeeze in a couple of bottles of Jaeger here and there, no one's going to think any less of you. You know, just give up, bro. Just give up.
You know what sucks is I have to work tomorrow. So I'm just going to go in there and I'm just going to stare at my computer screen until I throw up.
So,
be like office. So I'll be there, but I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of work if you understand me, Bobs.
Well, I'm pretty sure my manager's really hammered, so he's going to be doing the exact same thing. And he's just going to go, bleh, bleh, okay, everyone, time to go home.
an early meeting.
And I'm off Thursday and Friday, so I'm expecting to leave early tomorrow.
Lucky.
No, it's just because I have vacation days, because I don't have money to take vacations. So I just, throughout November, December, I just take a bunch of 3, 4, and 5 day weekends.
God damn. Are they hiring where you're at?
I love that my vacation rolls over. So does my sick time.
Only my sick time rolls over. My vacation does not.
Both of mine does. I love it.
That's great.
I have no idea if my sick time rolls over. I'm hoping it does, though.
once my sick time accrues to, I can't remember what the level is, I can start turning it into vacation or I can start cashing it out.
Or you can have another kid and take six months off.
That's true.
That's awesome.
Every job that James and I have ever had, the only thing that rolls over are he and I. We're the only ones. just take it. Just bite the pillow. Think of England. And that's pretty much your life.
Go to your happy
place.
You
want this job, right?
Go to your happy place.
You want to be a star, Coco, don't you?
I took my last position. Like I just got a promotion in October, but I took my last position before I took this promotion was, and they're like, well, we're going to give you a fourth week of vacation. And I was like, bitch, I don't even know what to do with 3 weeks of vacation. You don't pay me enough to go on vacation. You know what I do? I go up to Cleveland, spend time with family. That's not vacation.
No, not really.
That's not a holiday. There's a very big difference.
Samantha,
you're not doing vacations right. If you're going to Cleveland, that's a penance. You've done something wrong.
I have family in Cleveland.
Coming from the guy in Pennsylvania.
Right.
No, this is purgatory.
Are you at least close to the side of Pennsylvania that can get you to New York?
Not really. No, but
so you're in the lame part of Pennsylvania.
Yep, southeastern. Yeah, I can get to Baltimore.
Are you in the Amish part of Pennsylvania?
I get shot.
Like, are you close to the Amish part?
Dude, I am in the Amish part. I'm actually calling from an Amish house right now. My phone is being
That's why you can't get any cell phone service.
Exactly. Yeah. The Wi-Fi only really works near the chicken coop, and it just smells like fucking hot mess.
There's a donkey rolling a wheel to make.
He's
got to
churn a
lot
of butter to get a charge strong enough to get his phone to work.
This is why I masturbate continuously. I got to keep the muscles up to be able to. Dude, why am I sacrificing my forearms to make this phone call if all I'm going to do is get ridiculed for my chronic masturbatory issues?
We're not ridiculing you because you're masturbating. We're ridiculing you because you live in a lame area of the world.
Well, the only reason why I'm here is because of my mom. And if I could just abduct her.
Well, that's understandable.
If I could get that rag from you that you're going to use on the rock and just drag her someplace where, like, I don't know, it's warm in the fucking, you know, some part of the year.
See, don't throw your child in my face because I'm a childless 33-year-old woman.
No, I said my mom. I said my mom. The only child being thrown in her face would be me, which I guess is someone's child. So,
I recently read a book. I read the book by Whitney Cummings, I'm Fine and Other Lies I Tell Myself. I actually listened to it on audio, and she narrates it. And she was talking about that she had frozen her eggs because she's in her 30s. You know, I think she's a year older than me, if not the same age as me. But she's like, oh, I froze my eggs, and it took all the weight off, and like, or not like physical weight, but like weight off
how
my shoulders.
Heavy are
oh
these
my God,
eggs?
I have to have a baby now, or it's all over. Do you know how expensive it is to do that? I can't afford to
really
freeze my
expensive.
Eggs. Dry up, never have a baby, and I'm and then succumb to dust.
Wow, just.
Wow, way to bring the show to a screeching halt.
The plane just flew into a burning orphanage. That was just sad. Jeepers, creepers, lemon sweepers. So, okay, Samantha, hold out hope. Just hold out hope.
We've gotten to the dark part of the drunk.
No,
you don't know.
I'm still pretty lighthearted. It's okay.
Okay,
I just have a dark sense of humor.
You don't know me and my eggs.
Don't judge my eggs because they are spermless.
Is it sad that when you said that initially, I was imagining her like going to her refrigerator and actually taking like a dozen eggs from, you know,
out of the freezer?
Store. It's like these will keep, I'm sure, and just like putting them in there. Like some ice trays and some ice cream, you know, on a stick or whatever the fuck that she's got in there.
A popsicle.
And when she's 30. She's 30 and she's freezing her eggs. So she's famous. She's got a bunch of shows that are on TV. She's crushing it up one side and down the other.
Yeah, she really is.
She can't find time to, you know, get a little nook-nook, as our Eskimo brothers to the north would say. Like, well, she can't.
But there's a difference between getting laid and wanting to have a baby with someone.
No, just here's the thing. You go to a red carpet event. You get Dax Shepard.
Oh yeah, because I'm exclusively invited to those all the time.
Well, you don't have to be invited. You just have to be there.
Just have to show up.
Show up half cocked, looking amazing. They're gonna let you the fuck in, Samantha. Okay, you've got that kind of demeanor, that kind of presence. They're gonna let you in. So go in there.
As long as I have a low enough cut dress, then I'm good. Yeah.
Exactly.
You slip Dax Shepard like, you know, some. I don't know, some heroin or something. Just get him like knocked out. Jerk him off. Take that. Put it in like a Ziploc bag. Take it home. Put it in your freezer next to what's your name's eggs. And then, like, you know, a little bit later, bring it out. Whenever you're ready, boom, you got a baby. And he's a funny baby, too. Problem solved. Next question. What's next?
Jim, you solved my life. Start. Thank you.
I'm a life coach. I'm a bad life coach, but I'm a coach.
That's how you should market yourself, the bad life coach, and then you'd make millions, I swear.
Okay, I would now anchor. We got another name for this show.
Bad life coach. I can take a
beating. Bad life coach.
I'm crushing it. Yeah.
She gains her power from wine.
I mean, who doesn't? Duh.
You're like a female Popeye. Like, you know, fuck the spinach. Samantha crushes a box of
Hey, food. Don't you judge me. I am what I am.
That's why he slurred, because he was drinking wine with his spinach.
Dude, he had like fucking strokes or some shit. Like, his chin was like so big he couldn't move half his face.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that? It was Family Guy. It was Family Guy. They're like, I eat my spinach. He's like, my arms are so big and strong. And the doctor's like, no, those are tumors.
Pretty much. Samantha, your power comes from being awesome all day, every day. And don't let anybody ever tell you wise.
You're so nice to me, Jim.
Well, I mean, there's got to be one, and I'm him. Where's your man, Panion?
He just got off work.
All right. Well, okay. So Samantha's going to check out, and
no. No, I don't see him tonight. He record after work. He records on Tuesdays with his podcast. So
that podcast should be called "What's Inside Samantha's Vagina." It's a two-person podcast, really. a lot of grunting and some, you know, Barry White in the background, just
with accompanying video.
Yeah.
Let me run like a business idea.
Okay.
Ryan and I were joking about something, and then I thought, no, this is genuinely a good idea. And I kind of want this to be a reality. What would you think about genre movies? Like, let's say rom-com, for example. You have a romantic comedy, but the sex is actually porn. So it's a rom-com porn.
So you mean porn with actual actors?
Yes.
And an actual story.
Yes.
Actual plot.
It makes sense.
Like, it's a real movie, only instead of the insinuated love scenes, it's actual, like, porno love scenes. And you can do romantic ones. You can do, like, I would imagine, like, a horror movie having more hardcore porn scenes. But, we're just talking rom-coms right now. So, you have a rom-com.
So, like an X-rated Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Well, she is X-rated anyway.
Yeah.
So... And just your generic rom-com that your average, you know, female and gay man love and enjoy, but the porn is actually, but like the love scenes are actual porn.
Do they hand you a tissue when you walk into the theater?
I mean, sure, because you're going to cry when she loses the guy, and the guy next to you that you're on a date with is going to jerk off. So it's for everybody.
Unless his date is really giving.
Well, if the date's really giving, he'd have his face in her crotch for the whole time.
Or she'd have her face in his crotch.
Either way, it works.
There'd be a lot of face crotch.
Face crotching tonight, guys. Let's do this. But no, I think that's genuinely good idea. Because you know how many people end up in porn because they can't get genuine acting jobs, and I bet there's a ton of people that are genuinely great actors that ended up in porn, and you can utilize all that skill and talent to make an actual movie that just happens to have sexy bits. So,
oh, I think all female porn stars are great actors because they all look like they're enjoying it.
That's very true. So, but now she gets, you know, that actress gets to expand upon her skill. I think it's a great idea.
Jim, you worked in a porn store.
What?
I think we lost Jim.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No!
He just checked rom-cons with porn. Fuck this amount. He was like,
I'm done. He's like, I'm done.
But I think you could cater it to women, because I think women are not seen as actual sexual beings. They're seen as objects. They're not seen as actual... like horny creatures, so which they very much are, and I think that's something that could cater to women especially, because they want a story, and they not only want to be fucked in their vaginas, they want to be fucked in their heads too, because that's where it all starts. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I just came to the tail end of that sentence, which I couldn't agree more with. So I heard something about straight women, gay men, and then the sex is real, and then women want to be fucked in the head and the vagina.
Samantha wants to basically she wants porn with actual acting.
Yeah, and real live and real storylines.
Okay.
So take your average rom-com, but add actual porn to the love scenes.
Okay.
See, and it would
like The Filthy Notebook. Like,
yeah.
There's a chick that there's a couple that they, you know, they had like this amazing love affair. Really, mm-hmm. really filthy, have sex behind dumpsters.
But just, you know, like, but just imagine that scene. Just imagine that scene when they met in the rain.
Yeah.
Only you get to see actual penetration.
Okay.
It's romantic.
Well, I don't know.
Emotional,
yeah.
And it's sexy.
Well, I think we should get the original actors together then for that. we're gonna do the Nope. I mean, and like, how they look now, not like, you know, that the we can't get Gyllenhaal or whatever the hell that other guy was, like the pretty one that the girls go gaga for.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
No, not Ryan.
No, it's
He's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I was gonna see if Deadpool was in The Notebook, so much more guys would have. It would have been fucking incredible. Like, he's
superhero porn would be great.
Well, there's already a genre for that, but no, right? Take it, Ryan Gosling, but no, I think that there. I mean, there's got to be a genre. There. Actually, there is. If you go to, as a friend has told me, that there's
there are several websites with pornographic videos.
Did we lose him again?
I don't. We must have.
I think he's researching. His name is still there.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta churn some more butter, man. I swear to God.
You need some more prepaid Amish minutes.
This wooden cell phone tower, for the most part. But no, I think that, you know, that, I mean, there's definitely a thing for romantic, well acted, well done, you know, movies that also involve just some straight, like, ball slapping ass kind of action. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, we were kind of close to that sort of thing in the 80s. There was a lot of nudity in movies in the 80s. And it's kind of been tamped down. So, I mean, we were very close to that, I think. And I think we need people with looser morals and people who don't get offended so easily in this world in order for Samantha to realize her dreams of pornographic Hollywood blockbusters.
I think what you're looking for is the movie called Nymphomaniac.
Or Necromantic?
Necromantic. Oh, my God. Okay, so funny story about that.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. I have seen that movie. I've never seen the second one, and I won't.
Nope.
Funny story about that. So my mom and my...
Everything that the title would imply is pretty much there, so go ahead.
Yeah, Necromantic. So my brother and my mom... had to go out of town for, like, she took him on, like, some school function. So it was just my dad and I for the weekend. And my dad and I love horror movies. And there was this, and this was back in the day when he still had VHS. There was a VHS rental store called Beware Videos. Like, the letter B, W-A-R-E, videos. So it was all cheesy B horror movies.
Because I guess Red Flag Video was already off the table.
So, so my dad and I go in there and we rent like 4 B movies and we're so excited. So we rent like Last House on the Left, I Spit on Your Grave, some like dark shit. So, and then we put in Necromantic.
Oh my God. So wait, like, no, you did not watch that with your dad.
I did. I'm like 8 years old. Okay.
Oh, this is getting darker and darker by the minute.
How the, this was in the adult section. This had to be in the adult section.
It wasn't in Beware Videos. It was just a B movie. Like, my dad's never seen it. And we were like, cool. So we were just piling movies on. So we just got this big old stack of movies. And so we spent the whole weekend watching B movies. And this is one of the last ones we watched. So we're watching.
Hold on, Samantha. Hold on. Just tell me that there was, like, some creepy guy with, like, a hump. It's like, well, if you like them movies, you might like Necromantic.
No one guided us to this movie. There was a girl behind the thing. It was like, you know, one of those goth chicks, and just stereotypical B-movie goth chick. And she was nice as can be and was like, all right, cool. Didn't warn us at all about this movie, which I feel like we should have. So I'm like anywhere between 8 to 10 years old. And I'm watching this movie with my dad. And in this movie, Okay, so
lay it on there. Give it to both.
Lay it all out there because that's what they did to the corpse. So
yep. She ain't lying.
So, and I'm so happy. No one I've ever talked to has seen this movie. So, Jim, you are making my life right now. So,
I love you too, man.
I love you too. So, okay. The guy is, he cleans up like crime scenes and car crashes of the dead bodies and corpses and stuff like that. So he responds to a car fire, car wreck that had a fire, and there's an intact body. And he's been collecting organs for a while, but this is a whole body. So he steals it and takes it home. His girlfriend's really turned on by dead things, you know, whatever. Hence necromancy, you know. So they put
spoilers.
Steel pipe, like a plumber's pipe where his penis would have been. So it's straight up. They put a condom on. They have a three-way with the dead body. Mm-hmm. And then the girlfriend falls in love with the dead body and she runs away with it.
He's a good listener. He was a good listener.
Doesn't talk
he
really back.
Was. He didn't talk back.
All the needs.
Jinx, you owe each other a Coke.
So then he goes crazy.
Like you do.
Yeah. And he's like in the bathtub. Or actually, he had a cat, put it in a bag, killed the cat. And then he decides he's going to take a bath. And then he puts the dead cat on top of like this rack above the bathtub. And it's like bleeding into the bathtub. And then he's masturbating and he stabs himself in the stomach. And he's coming while he stabs himself. And then he's dead. And then the final scene of the movie.
Hold on. James Bryce, this all actually fucking happens.
This is real in the movie.
She's not just like riffing. This is like legit what you watch on the screen. I saw this from Movie Madness. So, I'm sorry, pray, continue. I apologize. You didn't interrupt.
So, at the end, the final scene is you see his grave and then a shovel and a woman's leg and a pair of red pumps dig into the ground. So, she's going to bring her boyfriend back and run away with his dead body. I mean, he's fresher, but and was never on fire. So, and there's a second one that I've never seen and will not see.
It's a musical.
I vividly remember my dad not looking at me one time. And then once the movie was over, he just got up and walked away.
Wait, so you guys
went to brush his teeth. It took a while.
Dude, like when my dad accidentally rented Roadhouse, and there's that scene where like Patrick Swayze basically like lifts up the doctor, and kind of just takes her to task next to the fireplace, and everything else. He turned the movie. He's like, all right, rest of the movie you can read the book. I don't care. Just we're done with this for now. This is obviously there's an R rating for a reason, but you guys sat through the whole thing together.
Watched the whole movie. I have never once been censored in the movies I could watch as a child. The very first movie I've seen in my born existence, I was born in 1984. The very first thing I was ever exposed to cinema-wise was Nightmare on Elm Street. I have never been. I learned how to count by counting zombies on horror movies. My dad, I mean, they would be on all day long. My dad would just pause the movie and be like, hey, Sam, how many zombies are on the screen? And I'm like 2 inches from the screen counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, fleshy. And my mom's like, what are you doing to my child? My dad's like, she's fine. And here I am today.
Drunk and wishing she was pregnant.
So the second one, the German government seized it 12 days after its release.
Yeah.
It was really? Still bad for Germans?
Yeah.
German government did that, how bad could it have been? So... Yeah.
The only place they knew of that actually carried either it or the sequel was at Movie Madness. And these were obvious, like, because sometimes you have to, for those of you listening that aren't familiar with Portland or Movie Madness is like a mecca for when it comes to like really unique, fantastic, one-of-a-kind films.
Yeah, we almost lost it here recently, too.
Because of the fire?
No, the owners sold it. And they were going to go out of business, but I think it was the Hollywood Theater the people who own the Hollywood Theater, I think they started GoFundMe, and they it's still, fortunately, Movie Madness is still around.
God bless it. God bless it. Because, I mean, you could go to Movie Madness, and you could not only just rent amazing films, but so much classic, one-of-a-kind movie memorabilia would be all through there. But some of the movies that weren't official copies of movies, they'd be like basically like
bootlegs of bootlegs.
Yeah. So you kind of had to sort of, you know, work your way through that. So I was living with a friend of mine named Raven, and Raven and her boyfriend rented that place. So I come home from work, had a good day. Come walk through the door, and I walk smack dab into one of the opening horrifying scenes of this movie. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys watching? Well, it's a movie called Necromantic. I'm like, oh, you had me at the title. All right, it's the pop. So we sat down. But I couldn't imagine. I saw the first Silence of the Lambs movie with my dad in a movie theater, and the MIG scene where he jerks off, it's like throws his spend over it, you know. That was enough to be like, okay, so my dad and I didn't talk for about a good year and a half after that, because we're sitting right next to each other. He's like, okay, so that's The Birds and the Bees, and that was the last thing he said to me. And pretty much it. To sit and watch all
it
of that.
It made dating really rough.
So, you want to know what, a couple years later, my dad takes me to go see the comedy movie, Scary Movie. I'm like 14, 15, and you remember the scene where she finally fucks her boyfriend? Because we're like, it's a comedy about a horror movie.
He plasters her to the ceiling.
Yes, plasters the ceiling. Well, I could feel my dad look at me like, because I have to pretend like this isn't funny. I have to pretend like I don't know what any of this is. I don't know what this means. I'm your innocent little child, I promise. Even though I didn't lose my virginity till I was 18, but still, I was like, I don't know what any of this is. And I'm trying not to laugh at the really dirty jokes. And my dad's like, like, if this child laughs, I'm going to take her to a priest. Like, so it was very, oh no, never again.
That's funny. I'll always remember going to see Team America in theaters. Luckily, I didn't have any family with me, but
lucky.
I went with a couple friends, and one of them was laughing so hard, he literally almost fell into the seats in front of us.
I was laughing so hard in a movie theater once that my friends were like, I don't know this girl, because obviously, as you can hear, I have a very obnoxious laugh. When I really get going, it's really crazy. But we were watching the movie Hall Pass.
And oh, yeah, that one's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it was the unedited version in the theater. So it was the version, you know, when the prostitute was like, oh, my stomach hurts, and she's in the bathroom, and she sneezes, and she, like, shoots out.
Splatters, yeah.
She's like, I feel better. I was dying laughing so hard.
That People was funny.
Oh my god! It still makes me cry laughing when I think about it enough. I pulled up a short. I pulled up that clip of it to show my boyfriend, and I'm even before we get to the point, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying, and he's like, "Stop!" And we get to it, and I'm dying.
That's how my wife is with horrible bosses.
Yes.
You want a movie experience? Go to a movie with Big Jim. Go to a horror movie with Big Jim.
Oh. Oh. Or any movie, really, for that matter.
I took Jim to see
horror.
The remake of Friday the 13th, and he had everyone in the audience laughing so hard.
It's his
because
nature.
He could not shut up. And he was trying. He was legitimately trying.
Okay, so here... Okay, so
yeah, there's disclosure. A scene... Disclosure. There's
before,
a scene...
Show. Oh, sorry, go ahead, James.
There's a scene where the black character, of course it's the black character, grabs a fireplace poker and a wok for a shield and starts walking out. And Jim's response is, it's the new 300 cookware. This is madness. No, this is delicious.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Okay, so before even the movie started, I'm there with James and Bree, his wife, and so we had gone to like Best Buy to get something, and as we're in the store, like a loss prevention agent or like a manager comes up to us like, excuse me, do you guys drive a whatever the fuck it is that you were driving, a Ford, go fuck yourself or whatever it is? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it was a brand new 2009 Ford, go fuck yourself.
Yes, well, great gas mileage, though just the pain in the ass for the most part. But somebody apparently hit the car in the parking lot.
Yeah, hit the car and then took off.
And so while they're dealing with that, this is not proud of. Actually, I am kind of proud of this. While they're dealing with this, I'm just like, well, you know, this is going to take a minute, and we've got some plenty of time before the movie starts. I'm going to run over to that plaid pantry real quick, buy a pounder of PBR, go to the bathroom, suck it down in the bathroom so we get extra drunk for the movie, and then we go and watch the movie. Because, I mean, you know, what makes a completely anonymous car accident feel better than a drunk asshole sitting next to you in the theater for the whole film?
That's awesome.
Well, it was really funny because he got one girl laughing so hard she turned around and went, "Oh my God, Jim! He fucking knew this girl."
Yeah, that. That was
and that's how I met your mother. Liz.
Yeah. That was my friend Liz, and she was there with her husband. She's like, "Oh fuck, I knew that was you."
And I'm like, God damn it!
Sorry about you. Sorry about your luck. You just get the best possible commentary going on. Well, there's a very there's a part early on in the movie when like the young teenagers are all there, and you know they're wandering around this abandoned you know, campsite and everything else, because the two guys are looking for like a weed plantation or whatever. And they're like the one couple's like, you know, well, let's go exploring. She's like, I don't want to. He's like, oh, come on, babe, come on. You know, and so, all right, fine, let's have some unprotected sex. Who cares? Oh, like wrap a fig leaf around your dick so maybe that'll keep me from getting like pregnant or, you know, STDs or whatever. And so that's actually not in the movie, but it should have been. So they're wandering through, and they find like this huge, like abandoned, like torn down house. And it's like, let's go inside, let's go investigate. He's like, no. He's like, well, why not? Come on. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. She's like, well, what if some homeless person lives there? And I just out of norm, just like, if they live there, then they're not fucking homeless. Now are they? Some movies just demand that level of commentary, and that's what I deliver in a very unapologetic format. I was surprised that we didn't get to kick the fuck out, but people were laughing through the whole thing. So I mean, like,
well, the best part was you like almost standing by the door as we left, apologizing to people.
Sorry.
I ruined the movie. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't there for this, but Jim, can you tell the story about when you went and saw Resident Evil 2?
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. So me and Don Frost went to go see Resident Evil 2, and we did it in the proper fashion. We got a couple of six packs, one for each of us, of some high power. Not some like some pissy, like some PBR. Like we were going like for like some high gravity level of booze. And so we're cracking open beers, and we're trying to be very, you know, polite about it, because we're sitting next to like a family of seven, like some Duggars are sitting next to us, like, you know, John and Kate plus eight, and two assholes are sitting in that aisle. And so we're sitting there, and there's a scene in the second movie where Jill Valentine and one of the other male characters they're stuck in.
Yes, go on.
They're stuck. Oh, I think I think it's his headset, whatever microphone he's using.
Let's just wait here silently awkward until he comes back.
Technology.
I'm just like, oh, there he is. One.
We lost like 90% of that story.
What was it, Bryce? We both said it. I can't remember. Where did we leave off?
It was the Jill Valentine part.
Oh, yeah, next to the Deckers, yeah.
Okay, so long story short, a bunch of liquors are attacking Jill Valentine and her friend in the church. Into the window comes Mila Jovovich on a motorcycle. She kills a liquor with the motorcycle, pulls out like five guns, like Boondock Saint style, and just like starts blowing the fuck away. And so at the very end, when all the bodies sort of hit the ground, she's sitting there like in a classic, you know, action star style, stands up slowly, looks around, and Jill Valentine's like, "Who the hell are you?" Before anything else could happen, I'm like, "I'm player one, bitch." And that's how you regret watching a movie with me. Any other questions? Well, hey, guys, unfortunately, I got to get going here. My squid's about ready to wake up from her nap. But I wanted to say it was a pleasure playing with you all this evening. And now that I'm no longer doing the show, we can do this on the regular now. So
he's back. And next week, well, hopefully Samantha will be sober.
Amanda? Hopefully not.
Okay, sir, step out of the car, please.
Please step away from the podcast.
I have a contact drunk.
Yay!
Again, joke sniper, just there on the prime, just like, sir, step out of the podcast. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hands where I can see them. Put the earphones down. Thank you. All right.
Step away from the microphone.
I'm gonna have to place you under arrest for recklessly podcasting while intoxicated.
Dude, I've been doing that every podcast we've ever done. next week, Jim, we want to hear tales from behind the curtain.
Oh, dude, I got tale to tell. Trust me.
Cannot wait to hear it.
Before I go, real quick, Samantha, I love you. I think you're amazing. You're the only other person that I know that appreciates a movie like Necromantic the same way that I do. Because you saw that with your dad, put you like, you know, head and shoulders, elbows, knees, and toes above anybody else that I actually can even name off the top of my head. And somehow, I believe in my heart of hearts, sure as God makes little green apples, that Dwayne the Rock Johnson will impregnate you with a little tiny baby, a little tiny rock inside
a pebble, you, if you will.
Yes. Well, I mean,
that's called a kidney stone.
It feels the same coming out, but I mean, just, you don't want to, but one day.
Well, I appreciate all of your hopes and dreams.
No. It's fact. If I have to fucking catch this motherfucker and like, you know, abduct him and then bring him to your house and you just come home one day, like, oh yeah, passed on. There's like a bow wrapped around him. Just like, hey, from you know who, just fuck him hard.
Do you know if he actually gets kidnapped one day, people are going to be like, listen to this podcast. These fuckers have been conspiring to do it for years.
Dude, if they find this, when they found like one pubic hair when World Trade Center exploded, like, how did they find this evidence? Well, someone somehow found this one tiny piece of trace evidence. If they find this podcast, then great. We're all going to prison together. It'd be like the end of the Seinfeld, but we'll be there together.
Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that because no one will ever find this podcast.
And you're welcome. Bryce, I want to say I'm so happy and proud. I love the pictures of you and your child. I mean, the two of you all together are just, it just warms my fucking heart, man. And
there,
I hope
there's three of them now, Jim.
It's wonderful.
Wait, you had two more kids since? How long have they been?
You've been gone for a long time, man.
Is that cryostasis? What the fuck happened?
It was a long engagement on off. How many offs, Broadway?
19.
Right. Rigel 7? Or like, where the fuck did we go? Like, am I going to like the planet where, like, you know, the xenomorphs are, like, you know, am I with the space marines? I didn't realize I was going to be sleeping that long.
At any time did you take a ride in a DeLorean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I had to suck them off somewhere, you know, and I need like another room or whatever. Like, oh, that's a pretty cool, flux capacitor and everything else. I got all like hypnotized and shit, and we were on a lot of Molly. So we dry humped for a while, and then I passed out, and now I'm here. So.
What's the question? So typical Tuesday.
Yeah, I want to brag. James, you as well. I am so proud and just I love and so thankful that you still continue to allow me to molest you and Bryce's you and Bryce and Samantha's podcast here on the regular. I'm so thankful that I can still have this opportunity. So Merry Christmas to you all, and God fuck us everyone.
I don't think we can close this thing any better than that. So we'll see y'all next week.
I can take a beating.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you later. I gotta get my dogs outside.
Later.
Go sober up.
Get them dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Samantha.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.